Good day. How is everyone this week? This is Friday, March 29th, and this is the weekly astrology report from Astro Podcast. I am Jody Chirami, and this podcast is for the week of March 29th through April 5th. We have a rock and roll week. So let's get started.
Astro Podcast is filmed on Studio Cloud 9.
Oh, how's everyone doing after coming down off of that roller coaster all week? Oh my God, what else could happen? What else could happen? A giant ship could knock over a whole bridge in Baltimore. That's what could happen. What else could happen? All kinds of things could happen, right? And not all of it good. And setting out prayers for the royal family, King Charles and Princess Kate. Bless you. So that's the eclipse season for you, and things, a lot of shocking news comes out, a lot of things are happening, and we talked about this last week as we head into April, which is on Monday. So really what's happening is that this week Uranus has been very active with Venus and Mars, and Jupiter is very active also. There's a lot of things happening that are out of our control with the eclipses season. And for a lot of us, it's a time of being able to rest and collect our thoughts and think about what we're going to do next. And that's what a lot of us are able to do right now. But some of us, the planets are activating you and you have to go and do things. And you can see that in the world, people that are out there doing things, right? Their time is now, and their time is to get out there and go. Okay? The people that are most activated would be Aries and Libra, because that is where the north and south node of destiny is. People with Pisces placements are going to really be affected, and the opposite of Pisces, the Virgo axis. The access of service and sacrifice is going to be activated also. And Taurus and Scorpio is still going to be activated, where the North and South Node just moved out of into Aries and Libra. So Taurus will be activated a lot because Jupiter and Uranus is there. So Taurus would be people born in the end of April and into the beginning of May. So this season, spring season, is really jump-starting a lot of our collective need to not stagnate in our whatever we're stagnating in. And so that's wherever Pluto is hitting your chart. Like right now, Pluto's in Aquarius, so it's really stirring up the Aquarius rising signs to change their image. And the sun in Aquarius, Pluto there, the sun represents our body. So people with the sun in Aquarius need to take care of their bodies and make sure they're in good health, because Pluto comes in and takes out whatever is not working. And then Aquarius moon, which is what's going to happen this week. The moon is passing along, and this week it will be in Aquarius for a while, interacting with Uranus and Taurus. So let's get this week started. The big movements this week is that Mercury will begin its retrograde on Monday, April 1st, on Fool's Day. And then Venus will enter Aries 3 days later on the 4th. So on April 4th, 4-4-2024. So on the 4th, which we're talking about, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, on the 4th, Venus enters Aries. Venus, before entering Aries on Tuesday, Wednesday of this week coming up, we'll be meeting up with Neptune, because Neptune's at the very edges of Pisces, getting ready to leave in about a year and a half or so. It's a very slow-moving planet. So as of right now, when Venus meets up with Neptune, I might have spoke about this a little bit because it's a very exciting thing because Venus is already exalted here in Pisces. And Neptune is the ruler of Pisces. So Venus meeting up with Neptune is like meeting up with your idol, you know, the person that you admire. And so there's going to be a love fest here going on this next week coming up. With Uranus also in aspect with these planets and Jupiter, both in Taurus, ruled by Venus, and Venus is in Neptune, exalted. So the powers are generating love and unconditional love and fantasy love and every type of love that you dream of is going to be very, very highlighted coming up into the new solar eclipse on the 8th, the new moon solar eclipse on the 8th in Aries. So Venus is going to have had this love of her life meet up as she heads into Aries on the 4th. So as she heads in there, she's going to be very dreamy still and wondering about her new love. And she's going to meet up with Uranus, and there's going to be some surprises coming up for love. It could be instant love. You could fall in love and get married in a week. One of those situations. But again, it's also very good for creativity. Like I was saying, if you need to edit, redo, rewrite, it's very good for your fantasies to fuel your stories or whatever it is you're working on, your projects. So that's another way to look at it, because not all of us are at that age where we're going to be falling madly in love in one day with a new person, you know, because a lot of us are beyond that part of our life. So with Venus here doing that, entering Aries, it's going to have the energy of Aries, which is ruled by Mars. And Mars right now is in Pisces, where Venus is exalted. So that also adds to the whole falling in love madly quickly. And it is right after the Fool's Day, April Fool's Day. So let's talk about the Fool's Day. The Fool is represented by the number zero, the beginning of everything. So Aries is the first sign of the zodiac new year. It's the beginning. It's the baby. It wants what it wants. It's going for it. It's not thinking about it. So that's the Fool, the baby who doesn't know anything yet. So we liken the Fool to a baby. But like the baby, the Fool learns and grows and falls down, falls off the bike and gets back up again. Falls down when he runs or walks, or she runs or walks and gets back up again. And so I was saying last week that my son's birthday is August 22nd, and it's on the cusp of Virgo, Leo, Virgo it's called. And on August 22nd, my tarot card for that day is the Fool card, the zero, the beginning. So because it is the ending of Leo season, as your soul is transversing into Virgo, you are releasing the part of you that is a kind of like a baby, the Fool. Now the Fool has to leave home and learn. Try not to fall in the holes as it's walking, which I've done a couple times. Like I told you about Sundance, I fell down on some ice. And I was very careful. I swear I was so careful, but somehow it just happens to me. And I have many scars on my body from things that have happened to me in my life from being a Fool. But I've understood, especially through astrology, that it's the lesson that I'm here to learn is how to go into Virgo and be more critical and understand that you can't trust everyone. You have to be critical and you have to watch what you eat so you don't get sick, and have to really be particular about where you walk and step so you don't fall down or hurt yourself. And you have to be careful when you're learning how to ride a bike, because you can really hurt yourself when you fall down. and driving a car and all these things. And I think that
I'm having technical difficulties with my phone and storage. So I will talk to you guys next week. Have a happy holiday week for everyone. Take care. Enjoy Venus meeting up with Neptune and heading into Aries. It's going to stir up some desires and things you want to do. So enjoy yourselves, okay? Bye. Thank you.